There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Another hour of What's On Your Mind, brought to you today in part by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. And I'll tell you what, this is yet another week we take to the airwaves talking about the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future when we see the thought of our energy future being under attack and anything but secure. All the more reason you need to join the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. I'm serious, folks. This is very important. It is very important. SecureEnergyFuture.org is the website to find out more about what you will pay if the EPA gets its way, about how you can stop this madness, and how you can keep up with everything that's happening, and how important it is to North Dakota, Minnesota, too. It is very important. Lignite, a type of coal, and it is extremely abundant here. And, of course, Minnesota relies mightily on it as well. It's about jobs. It's about reliable energy. It's about affordable energy. Find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.org. SecureEnergyFuture.org. We did receive word that the telephone number to the number we gave out earlier, Heidi Heitkamp's office, is busy. Senator Heitkamp's office. Now, I'd given out a number for the switchboard, and I don't know if the switchboard number is busy, so in other words, all of Congress, or specifically what the caller said was Senator Heitkamp's number was busy. And 202-224-3121 is the number that is for all of the Senate, and you just say Senator Heitkamp's office when you call, okay? So that is, that you're calling into a switchboard number. And you can also call 202, this is direct to her office, 202-224-2043. 202-224-2043 as well. And her Bismarck office, you'd call there. They'd get the number. They'd get the message. 232-8030. 232-8030. So there's a few other options for you. Okay. Direct to her office in D.C. 202-224-2043. Bismarck office, 232-8030. Hope that helps. Okay. Another hour of the program. And, folks, it's Wednesday. That means the Talk Radio Town Hall is upon us. And Congressman Kevin Cramer is here. Welcome back.
Well, thanks, Scott. It's good to be back.
You haven't had a vote on the Planned Parenthood defunding issue yet, so your phone probably isn't ringing yet, or is it?
Oh, it's been a very hot item for the last few weeks, to say the least, in terms of people calling and encouraging us to defund Planned Parenthood. And I'm always happy to be able to respond to them. In fact, I think we've already started sending response letters as well, because I've signed a number of them. I get, as you know, I sign all of my own correspondence that goes out to literally tens of thousands of people a year. So yeah, it's a big deal. I'm a co-sponsor of every bill that does exactly that. We have one bill that I'm a co-sponsor of, the Diane Black, Congresswoman Black dropped. That's defunds Planned Parenthood. There's another one that I'm a co-sponsor of, Representative Black's, that defunds any organization that performs abortions, in addition to signing off on letters and whatnot to the Justice Department and Health and Human Services, encouraging a full investigation of possible criminal misconduct at Planned Parenthood.
How do people contact you? Are you contacted most by phone, by email, by actual snail mail letter? How do they let their voices be heard with you?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know the exact. I get an update every week, so it sort of depends. But I think a lot of times it's phone. That may be the most common way. There's a fair bit of email as well, and certainly some mail. But occasionally there's a, there'll be a campaign. For example, the credit unions might organize a campaign where they'll provide postcards that people simply sign their name to and then mail, or sometimes they'll mail them in bulk. A lot of times there'll be a petition of some sort. I know during TPA, the unions organized a petition drive, and so you'd get that. And I respond to all of those the same way as I would if you send me a handwritten note. So it all depends on sort of the week and the issue, but a lot by phone for sure.
We had last hour, we shared with the audience, the correspondence that a listener had given us back and forth between this particular listener and Senator Heitkamp, specifically on the Planned Parenthood issue. And the reasoning that Senator Heitkamp has given for voting against defunding Planned Parenthood and continuing to allow them to have taxpayer dollars even after these revelations was that... this is for research.
Oh, sure.
Planned Parenthood offers patients the option to donate tissue, I like that one, for medical research, and this includes fetal tissue in the case of abortions. Emphasis on tissue because I believe we're talking about much more than just some tissue here. That's sort of a convenient way to whitewash what was happening here. But and then goes on to say, however, no healthcare provider or patient is allowed to financially profit from this donation. All providers who offer the option of tissue donation, including Planned Parenthood, are allowed to accept reimbursement for costs incurred during the process of donating tissue. So she's defending this. Senator Heitkamp is defending this under, that basis. Is there any kind of an argument to sway you at all on this?
Well, that's not an argument that can sway me. I think that what you're seeing in this debate, of course, is that you have people that are adamantly pro-abortion, and they're going to sort of rationalize continued funding for Planned Parenthood because that's what they support. And they're not interested in watching the videos. They're not interested in spending the time to look at and research and listen carefully to what the medical director and the administrators at Planned Parenthood are actually admitting to on camera. And I understand that. I mean, for some people, it's a single issue. For a lot of people, and it's the same way for people who are pro-life. They are pro-life, and there's nothing that's going to persuade them to be anything other than pro-life. And so, I think for many people on both sides of it, they're going to restate their positions, and they're going to state their reasons for those positions. I think when you're caught in a situation like Planned Parenthood is now, some of that starts looking a lot like just sort of the best case I can make given the circumstance and hope that it's sort of, we can sort of gloss over it and rationalize it. But Scott, remember, the whole pro-abortion movement began, and I know we've talked about this before, but I think it's worth repeating. It began as a, let's keep abortion rare but safe. In other words, we don't support abortion. We think abortion's bad. Clearly, it's the killing of an unborn child. However, it is legal as per our Constitution and Roe v. Wade. Therefore, we should provide it in as safe an atmosphere as possible. Well, that causes us all to sort of, take a deep breath and not feel so badly about it. And then over time, it becomes an industry. And it becomes the selling of body parts. And they can call it tissue if they want, just like they can call a baby tissue if they want, or they can call it a fetus because that somehow sounds better than a child. But the reality at the end of it is still that an innocent life is taken. There's no denying that anymore. Ultrasound started changing this, didn't it? When ultrasound started becoming more and more clear and people started seeing pictures of their unborn baby, started seeing the heartbeat at a few weeks, you start having, premature babies kept alive by modern technology, you start seeing what we're talking about. That's what's created this dilemma for many people on the left. And frankly, it's also what's provided a lot of enlightenment for a lot of people who are still forming their positions on this topic, and especially a lot of young people, Scott. And so, again, I think the silver lining is that the vast middle is seeing two things. First of all, they're seeing the viability of life at a much younger stage. And secondly, they're seeing the barbarism of the pro-abortion movement and the industry that has that it has become. And the idea that somehow research is a justification for what we've seen in these videos, maybe it's the best argument you can make if you want to maintain your position, but it's not a very doggone good argument. And it, by the way, with regard to this covering your cost loophole that they use as an argument that they're not really selling the body parts, we've already seen the videos, the edited and unedited versions, where the Planned Parenthood administration is negotiating the cost with the, quote, you know, the recipient of this donation.
Yeah, no, this whole, the whole discussion about trying to maintain the parts in, you know, into some kind of shape so you get more money for them.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. I mean,
that's right. Maintain these high-demand parts.
Sort of gets rid of that whole argument. I agree with you. Dave in Beulah is first to go here. We'll get you in here as well and let Kevin finish his answer on the other side of the break. This is the Talk Radio Town Hall. Calls welcome. Let's roll.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions feature exceptional land auctions in Morton, Adams, Grant, Golden Valley, and Lemoore counties, and a Piper-exclusive land auction featuring the former Hudson Company Ranch north of Medora, with 20,000 acres of vast meadows, streams, and ponds framed by the rugged buttes of the Dakota Badlands. For a complete catalog in each of these auctions, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at pipers.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Visit checkbookira.com and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. Checkbookira.com. Checkbookira.com.
You're saying, yeah, I know, Scott, they got the parts, because I go there and I find what I need. And you know, every auto parts store has a computer, but Heedalls has the computers, but they also have people. And in many cases, people that have been there 10, 20, 30-plus years. who really have this incredible institutional knowledge, but they'll find what you need. It's just not about the computer. They're just, I remember where they have it. They'll get it. They also have great people, as I say. And they include Al Bosch. Here's a good example. August of 1972. That's how long Al Bosch has been with the folks at Edols. Pretty amazing. And good example, one of those folks that really just gets it done. I was talking to Al the other day about his first vehicle. And $79 for a 1959 Studebaker Lark. Isn't that something? He got it off his uncle. $79, his very first vehicle. And so he's got 79 in it. He had to get a windshield. I guess it needed a windshield, so that was 30. So he had like $109 invested in that. And after that, drove it for quite a few years. So pretty quick. Pretty fun. And after that, what do you say? By the way, that was pink. I forgot that. Yeah. Forgot to add that one little piece. He actually drove it for a number of years, and it was pink. Four-door Studebaker Lark. $109 in it, and pink. So make sure you ask Al about that. Check it out. But he, like so many of the other good professionals at Hedalls, just the best of the best. They really take care of good folks in every line of work. So Hedalls has it. Check out their website, and make sure you strike up a conversation with those good folks at any of the Hedalls locations you happen to walk into. Al works at the Hedalls location in Bismarck. And, of course, there's Hedalls locations in Montana, South Dakota, and Minnesota, too. Back with Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Just to finish on the Planned Parenthood thing, obviously we know what the Senate did, and that was a procedural deal. Does it come back to the Senate, or are you still going to vote in the House? And, I think people really get sort of frustrated with the whole, and I understand it is what it is, but they just want it fixed, right? They just say, hey, I see this on my TV, I see these videos, this is horrible, stop it, and just expect people to stop it. But knowing you're dealing with the Senate, and there are not enough Joe Manchins over there, brave Democrats that will join Republicans in stopping this stuff. What do you do about it?
Okay, so great question. And so the House will take up the issue without a doubt. We will vote on probably a straight up bill to defund Planned Parenthood and probably one to defund all abortion providers. I think there's a very good chance that bill would pass the House. And, of course, we do not have the 60% threshold, and I think that has to always be emphasized because, in fairness to Senate, Senate Republicans and pro-life Democrats, they're trying. That said, if we pass it, it does help. And the larger the number of votes that you get for it, the more pressure it puts on the Senate to take it up again, things like that. We also have, though, the additional perhaps opportunities in the appropriations process to put limitation amendments on. Again, that's not going to be easy necessarily in the Senate, but we can do it. We can put it either on a HHS or Health Human Services appropriations bill or on an omnibus type of bill, which we'll likely take up later in the year because it is obvious that the Senate Democrats are filibustering appropriations bills, including the defense appropriations bill, if you could imagine. They filibustered raises for our military men and women. So it's not like they're being, it's not like they have a real high standard of integrity in the Senate on the Democratic side. That said, again, the House can do this. At least we move the ball a little bit, put a little extra political pressure on the other side, hopefully with help from our friends and supporters and advocates for life. Keep their phone lines burning and see if we can't get enough votes to do that. If that fails, and really whether it fails or doesn't fail, in addition to that, probably the most important thing we'll do when we get back are oversight hearings. So I'm on the Energy and Commerce Committee, which actually has authority, jurisdiction over health care, and we have already started the process of summoning Planned Parenthood officials, including the medical director, who has declined our request to come before us. That will no doubt result in a subpoena, because we do have subpoena authority, and so we will at the very least be able to swear them under oath if they don't plead the Fifth Amendment, start questioning them. I think there are a number of areas of inquiry, some of it that has been brought to my attention, even or highlighted by people from North Dakota Right to Life. Things like, what about the firewall? In other words, we already have a prohibition through the Hyde Amendment that no federal funds can be used to perform abortions. Well, money being fungible, if we provide money for some other, you know, women's health services that are legitimate, that saves, you know, that allows them to move that money that they might make on those services over to the abortion side. We can start inquiring more about whether there's too much crossover, whether the firewall is thick enough, and whether there's been a violation there. I think, Scott, the other area of inquiry that really deserves deep investigation, we don't expect the Justice Department to do it, obviously, under this president, because they've been complicit in most of his own breakings, law breaking, but would be the area of the selling of body parts. I know they want to call them donations. They like to refer to it as tissue, but as the videos have demonstrated, they call them body parts. They call them hearts and livers, and then talk about how high the demand is for them and how important it is that they keep them intact as they crush the baby's head. That's not the talk of tissue. And then furthermore, we've seen in the videos where they negotiate the, quote, shipping and handling costs so that they're not really selling the parts. They're donating them, but they need to make enough money off shipping and handling for the administrator to buy herself a Lamborghini. So it's not, you know, it's kind of a disingenuous argument, to say the least. Whether or not it meets legal muster is the question. And we know that no law enforcement, federal law enforcement officials are going to inquire. So it is an area of inquiry for the House of Energy and Commerce and probably the House Oversight Committee in the next couple of months.
We had a call last hour that I promised I would share with you to answer. Go ahead and roll that, Rev.
Say, I wanted to talk about the climate agenda that President Barack Obama rolled out again yesterday.
Yeah.
I would like to know how we have a Republican Senate and a Republican House, yet he's allowed to basically do whatever he wants to do. We have an unelected fourth branch of government, per se, and the EPA. And they can just roll out any rule they want. A guy like President Barack Obama, who's never had a real job in his life, has a profound effect on my job. I just don't get how he's able to continue to do this. Just, you know, take up any rule he wants.
All right. So I know I did read your statement after that, specifically on the rule, but the bigger issue is how can the EPA continue to do this? Just give me your 20-second quick answer, and we'll finish on the other side of the break.
Well, the quick answer is that he can do it because he's been elected president of the United States, not once but twice, and there is a separation of powers. And he has that administrative authority to issue rules, and our oversight, of course, provides us opportunity to reveal things. Our power of the purse allows us to defund, which we've done a number of times. The problem, of course, is that when you pass a bill, whether it's an appropriations bill or some other bill, he still is the president. He has the authority to either...
So when we come back, we'll talk about the litigation side of this and the defunding side of it. I know there are two other options that have been discussed as well. Appreciate the question, though, and more with Congressman Kramer coming up. Your calls welcome on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Stay tuned.
Do you drink coffee? Do you want to lose weight? Well, do we have a treat for you? A great combination. An all-new, all-natural, slim roast weight loss coffee. It will help you lose weight and feel great drinking just 2 cups a day. This dark Italian slim roast weight loss coffee is loaded with some of the best all-natural ingredients to help you lose weight and feel great. The slim roast coffee has people buzzing all over the country. The testimonials are incredible. Did you know coffee is the second most desired beverage in the world next to water? And the second largest traded commodity in the world next to oil. If you'd like to try a free sample of this amazing, great-tasting product, call this telephone number, 877-383-6054, 877-383-6054, and leave your name and mailing address for a free sample. You can also go to slimroast.com to find out more and order a box of 24 sticks. Slimroast.com or call 877-383-6054.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey, if you're hauling a tank trailer and need a part, I mean any part, anything for that tank trailer, my friends at Polar Service Center could take care of you. I mean, they do truck hydraulics. They have every tank part you could possibly need when you need them. Delivered, even. They've got a great service center in Kildare, soon in Williston, one in Billings as well. They've just got it. I mean, if you're pumping crude, they got a pump for it. You push sand off the trailer, they got a blower for it. Gonna push water or vacuum water onto the trailer, the pump for it, the hose to carry it through. They do collision repair in Billings. The tank washes are legendary. I mean, they're state-of-the-art facilities that do incredible work. All certified. Polar Service Center, Highway 22 North, top of the hill in Kildare, or exit 452 or 455 on the north side of I-90 in Billings. And tell them Scott sent you. We'll be in Watford City on Friday for Rib Fest and serving up all kinds of great fun. We're celebrating. If you go to a Cashwise location, Dickinson, Tioga, Stanley, Williston, Jamestown, Bismarck, Minot, or Watford City, get the 28-ounce tangy sausage at $7.88 or the rough-cut bacon for $2.98 a pound. Cash-wise, great special at those locations. And we're going to be serving up a lot of goodies over the lunch hour. So come on by and see us over the lunch hour. Be there like 11 to 2 on Friday, downtown Watford City, under the Cloverdale tent, broadcasting live. Looking forward to it. Okay, Congressman Kevin Cramer is here. Your calls, questions, comments, welcome. David and Hebron, Steve and Bismarck. And before we get to you, you're up next, David and Steve. Before we get to you, we've got to finish our answer here for the previous caller on saying, how can this happen? This guy's saying, hey, my job is going to be affected by this EPA ruling, and you got a guy who never held a job, was his line about Obama. And, yeah, we got a Republican Congress and a Republican House Senate, so help him out here.
Yeah. So in the House, for example, we've already passed this year the Ratepayer Protection Act, which puts a hold on the Clean Power Plan, which is what the EPA rolled out a couple of days ago, which puts North Dakota's economy at great risk and this gentleman's job at tremendous risk, how it sounds from him. And unfortunately, the Senate will never probably get 60 votes to have cloture, much less to pass the same bill or the same type of bill. There is similar legislation in the Senate, but whether or not they get it passed remains to be seen. But we have done that. And, of course, the president would veto it anyway. He's already issued a veto threat on it. So while I understand the person's frustration that with the Republican Senate and Republican House, but at the end of the day, we all have Barack Obama in the White House. The presidency is a very, very, very powerful position in our government, and there is a separation of powers on purpose. It's designed that way. And so regulations and rules are his prerogative. That said, that's not the end of the story because, of course, now that the rule is final, it will be litigated. You might recall that some states already tried to sue against this rule prior to its completion. But the courts ruled that, you know, that it's not available for litigation until the rule is final. Well, now the rule is final. So once the technical reviews are done by the various states and utilities especially, then there will be a, no doubt some lawsuits, hopefully an injunction that would stop it and give the election time to occur, of course, and provide Congress time to continue to do its work and its oversight. I would, one of the things I'd strongly encourage people to go read is go to FERC.gov. FERC is, of course, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. And read the statement by Commissioner Tony Clark, a former colleague of mine on the North Dakota Public Service Commission. He addresses the issue as well as anybody could, not surprising to me. Because one of the areas of legal questioning here is whether the EPA even has the authority under the code that they use, that the 111D, which is the part of the law pertaining to this. The EPA's jurisdiction is not in energy regulation. It's in environmental regulation. And they're well into the area of utility planning and resource and distribution and transmission planning, which is outside of their realm. So, you know, I happen to feel like the legal status is pretty good for the good guys. The problem is during this process, they create enough chaos that even if their rule isn't finalized or isn't approved or isn't upheld, it creates enough uncertainty and chaos that it forces utilities and utility planners to make decisions apart from certainty. And so, consequently, it still has a negative impact, even if we're able to overturn it, which we're going to try very hard to do.
All right, keep battling. Let's see. David and Hebron, you're next for Congressman Kramer.
Thanks, Kevin Kramer, for what you do. I think you're terrific.
Thanks, Dave.
Anyway, I was wondering why we can elect the president, we can elect senators and representatives, and we know who's appointed to the Supreme Court, who sits on there, but we have no idea who the EPA is.
Yeah.
Who are they? Is there names? Or what is it? And it seems to me that they are becoming more powerful than the president. Okay, I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, Dave, very, very important point. And I think it is perhaps, in my mind anyway, as a voter and a constituent, the most important point we need to be making with our presidential candidates. Now that the Republicans have, what do we have, 17 candidates that are running for presidency, I think the most important measurement against all of them is what have they done and what do they pledge to do? And I think what have they done is more important than what they've pledged to do, frankly, with regard to rolling back bureaucracies wherever they've been able to. I cannot emphasize enough how big this bureaucracy has gotten and how powerful it's gotten, as Dave has pointed out. And to some degree, that's because over the history, the Congress has passed these broad authorities, you know, these big bills, these big authorities, these laws, and then leave the gaps wide open for the bureaucracy to fill in with their rules and regulations. In other words, here's the basic standard. Now you implement it in some way. Well, of course, the bureaucracy has gotten to the point where it does more than that. It now goes beyond and it interprets what Congress may have meant. And unfortunately, we even have a Supreme Court that has been complicit in that same area. I mean, our Chief Justice basically wrote Obamacare. After Obamacare wrote a bad bill, he made it legal with his own interpretation of it. So that's what you've seen happen, is that because we don't have real prescriptive laws, real fine-tuned laws, it's either Congress is going to have to micromanage the government or something. But I think the first thing is our next opportunity is this presidential election, Dave. And I think the question we need to be asking ourselves and the candidates is, have you ever truly rolled back the bureaucracy? And I don't mean in little pieces. If it sounds radical, so be it. We need to take agencies like the EPA and several others and eliminate them in some cases, consolidate them in several cases, and get this bureaucracy under control, or it will spin out of control, and they are at the fourth. They will have become the fourth branch of government.
Steve in Bismarck, by the way, questions for Congressman Kramer. Welcome at 800-228-0550, locally at 258-0550 in Bismarck, Mandan, or again, toll-free at 800-228-0550, wherever you're listening. Also, you can text Todd with your questions. 701-226-8503. Is your phone buzzing, Todd? Are you available to decipher text?
Always. The middle of doing one just came in just now.
Exactly. 701-226-8503. Fire away, folks. Let's go to Stephen Bismarck. You're next for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
Yes, Representative Kramer, thank you so much for what you have done and for all that you will done. And I wanted to get your viewpoint on the influence of Planned Parenthood money and the abortion industry in North Dakota politics. They were a huge factor in the religious liberty amendment initiated measure, as well as the life initiated measure. And if you go on the Secretary of State's website, you'll find that the North Dakota Democratic Party and Heidi Heitkamp, they've gotten huge amounts of money from the infanticide industry. And so I'd like your viewpoint on that. And then also, if you can, talk about the fact that the North Dakota Attorney General has the ability to choose or not whether or not to appeal the heartbeat bill further up the line. And it's my view, because we've seen all of these videos, we know how hideous and evil this phenomenon is of children that minutes before they become parts are kicking and scratching and stretching, and then they are parts for sale. That's why we need to call the Attorney General's office and say, please, please, please appeal the heartbeat bill.
So a number of things there, Steve. First of all, with regard to the political piece and the contributions and the political support Planned Parenthood provides liberals in North Dakota as well as causes in North Dakota, that is going to be part of my specific inquiry when they come before the Energy and Commerce Committee, because it gets back to this fungibility of federal funds issue. In other words, and by the way, this is true on all sides. This is true of Republican organizations, pro-business organizations, pro-abortion organizations, where you have different entities under the same umbrella. So you have a 501c3 charity. You might have a 507 or 506. You might have this political arm, a political action committee, and it all gets sort of melded in, even though there's separation. And so we have to, I think, investigate that thoroughly and see if there's been any movement of funds across these firewalls. And secondly, I would say it shouldn't surprise anybody that Planned Parenthood is a big supporter of the North Dakota Democratic Party and the Democratic candidates. And not because they're buying them off, but because they're rewarding them for their position. That is how our system works, after all. I don't begrudge them that. I think it's important to highlight it, Steve. And I'm a full transparency guy. I think transparency is the greatest backstop. So as long as people know, as long as it's well documented, I think that's the most important point. I think with regard, to the state issue and whether the Attorney General takes the heartbeat bill, and appeals it higher, and that's going to be certainly between him, and the people. However, I would say this, that a tremendous service has already been done in that bill and in that lawsuit. Obviously, even though it was overturned, the law was overturned by the Eighth Circuit and the three members of the majority of the court, their opinion was very instructive, as you know. And in fact, it was within minutes after that ruling was made public that other members of Congress came to me right away and said, wow, have you read the North Dakota case? It has made a tremendous impact and raised some serious red flags with regard to the viability standard. And I know, Steve, you're very familiar with it. Certainly, Scott, you are. But this instruction, I think the timing of the North Dakota case, the timing of it in the Eighth Circuit, I agree. I think the higher up it goes, the brighter the sunlight gets on that particular argument of whether or not the court should be.
Good thing. Hold that thought, if you would. Kevin, we'll finish on the other side of the break. Steve, thanks for the call. More coming up. Don't go away, friends.
Know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Chairman Tyler Spike. At this time of year, soybean fields need to be scouted for increasing soybean aphid populations. Soybean aphids are found on the underside of leaves in the upper trifoliates. The economic threshold for soybean aphids is 250 aphids and increasing per plant on 80% or more of the plants. Scout fields from late vegetative to the R5 growth stage. NDSU Extension Entomology does not recommend a tank mix application of a herbicide and insecticide if soybean aphid numbers are not at an economic threshold. Applying insecticides too early to control soybean aphids may result in a reinvasion of aphids, which would require a second insecticide application. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Target Field. They call it one of the best stadiums in baseball, and it is a dandy. Come along with us for a Twins Fun Bus. If you've never seen Target Field, make this the trip you do it. We'll broadcast What's on Your Mind in route Thursday, August 13th. Take off from Fargo, 7 a.m. Game at 12:10. Return after and have a great time. It's only $129 and includes everything. Great seat behind home plate, free breakfast, and that coach ride down. Want to go? Call 855-200-1776, extension 3, right now.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
They can just send a bunch of refugees somewhere that we have to pay for that are going to end up taking jobs from just the people who live here. And I would like to know how something like that happens and cannot be stopped. I don't understand why we have political figures in our own state that are sent there to represent us and can't get anything done. I would really like that explained to me.
All right. Appreciate the call. The caller is referring to a story we talked about earlier, and it is actually a news story that we have been unpacking here over the last couple of days and trying to get more information on. North Dakota is about to get an influx of refugees, highest number ever, just in time for the new school year, thanks partially because of the federal government's fiscal year ending the end of August. They need to be here by the end of September. And this is a mandate of a quota from the State Department and the White House. One local official in Fargo is worrying about, hey, where are they going to live? Where are they going to work? The schools are expressing some concern. We have an email that's been going around to the school districts with LSS that I have forwarded to you, Congressman Cramer, but I know it came just minutes before the show. But we've been asking, you know, mainly, why is there a quota, federally mandated quota for refugees and a date certain that we need to take them by? Any idea?
I don't know, but we are already inquiring the State Department as to what that's about. My guess is that it's about money. It's about probably appropriation of some sort. I am only guessing, but that has something to do with the fiscal year ending. And, you know, it's like a lot of bureaucracies, spend the money as fast as you can, or you might not get as much next year, that kind of nonsense. So we're inquiring today with the State Department about that. Here's my great concern about the whole program. And I want people to understand, I think that we are a safe haven for refugees of war, and we want to be. The United States always has been that. We want to be that. But we need to do it in an orderly fashion that does not stress unfairly the local resources of education, jobs, housing. There seems to be no regard at the federal level for whether or not a community is prepared or can even be prepared for an influx of refugees from a particular area or from any area. It requires, obviously, an education system that's prepared for it, interpreters that are adequate to the challenge, you know, obviously other infrastructure like housing, low-cost housing, law enforcement. There's just so many things. So to bring refugees into a situation or into a community that can't deal with them, is it not fair to the community, it's not fair to the refugees either. So we're inquiring with the State Department right now to see just what this mandate means, what are the ramifications for pushing against it. I think the community and certainly the state should be looking at the same thing and see whether or not it's an obligation or if there's some way to resist it appropriately.
Number of refugees to the United States have more than doubled since the Bush administration. And a lot of people see that as political. And political in the sense that get more refugees here, get them into the system, and we'll ultimately have more voters. Is that too cynical?
Well, I don't know if it's too cynical. It's hard anymore to be too cynical based on what we've seen with regard to immigration law, and this would be certainly be an extension to some degree of that. That said, Scott, again, we are a nation of immigrants. We are a compassionate nation. We always have been, and I don't see any reason why we shouldn't be. But the point of the caller is still right on, too. It can't be at an expense to our own, too great an expense to our own economy and to our own people, because, again, it's not fair to the refugee any more than it is fair to our own. Now, that said, in North Dakota, at least, is a place that there are more jobs than there are people and things like that. Maybe they look at that and say, wow, there's a good place to send them. But again, you can't do it without some strategy, some plan that makes sense to people on all sides.
All right, let's see here. Why did Congressman Cramer, this is a texter, why did Congressman Cramer vote for the DARK Act concerning us knowing if GMOs are food labeled? Sorry, that isn't exactly English.
I don't know. It's not this. There's no such thing as the DARK Act, by the way. But this is the. I think what they're probably referring to is the Safe Food and Labeling Act that we voted on a couple of weeks ago. Not only did I vote for it as a co-sponsor of it, it's a very, very important to agriculture and to our farmers, producers, and certainly to the food industry. And what it is it's. There's been a movement of around the country, largely out of California, I imagine that, where states are individually, setting labeling laws for food products. And that is, of course, borders on, if not in the direct violation of the Interstate Commerce Clause in the United States Constitution. It inhibits interstate commerce. If you have 50 states with 50 different food labeling laws, of course, you can create chaos, almost literally. So what we've done is we're setting one standard at the federal level. We'll be able to work through that. Now, first of all, we prohibit any new states from passing their own labeling laws and then setting a federal standard that is clear and doesn't require all these farmers and farm groups and commodity groups and food processors to have 50 different labels from 50 different states. and make it impossible to do interstate commerce. Genetically modified food, of course, is, I don't know what percent, but it's well over 90, probably over 95% of the food that we eat is genetically modified, because if we didn't do that, of course, we couldn't grow corn in North Dakota, and we wouldn't have enough food to feed the world.
All right.
The alternative to by the way, the alternative is more pesticides, more chemicals, more, other ways to grow more food.
We are flat out of time, unfortunately. Tony Bismarck, Bob Minot, Jamie Bismarck, David in Barnes County. Please call early next hour, and we'll get next week right, and we'll get you in. Congressman Kramer, thank you. Wayne Stenger tomorrow right here. You owe it to yourself to be safe when you're behind the wheel. And there's no safer vehicle on the road than a Mercedes-Benz. If you can hear me right now, your Mercedes-Benz dealer is Valley Imports. ValleyImports.com is the website. Check out the selection. CE and S-Class, the Coupes, the GLs, the MLs. How about a convertible or a Roadster? Have you seen that sixth-generation SL? Unbelievable, folks. And it is the safest vehicle you'll ever drive. The safety features in a Mercedes-Benz are amazing. Take one for a test drive. The best price, and by the way, if you mention you heard Scott Hennen talking about Mercedes, you'll get 2 years of service absolutely free. That's right. Another reason to go to valleyimports.com. They'll deliver right to you. Great price, great selection. And if you don't see it on the website, they'll get it for you. Any model, Mercedes-Benz, ValleyImports.com, ValleyImports.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Alright, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play in the political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com, that's R like rebel, R, the letter R, ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com, that's ourflags.com. Go now.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.